My name is Steve Wu. I'm the Vice President of Marketing for Riverhead Networks. Talking today about DDoS attacks. So let me just start with a simple definition of what a distributed denial of service attack is. So it's one in which many compromised systems called zombies attack a particular target, thereby causing a denial of service for the legitimate users of the targeted system. The flood of incoming traffic essentially forces it to be too busy or to shut down, thereby denying service to the legitimate users. These are basically attacks against the availability of resources for the valid users. So these succeed without ever penetrating the traditional perimeter. So they basically take advantage of the necessary openness of online business. So at the highest level, in terms of what is impacted, these attacks basically target the online business itself and the applications. In terms of the actual infrastructure, it's not just the servers that are hit by the attacks, but basically all the equipment in the data center is vulnerable. So routers, switches, and especially the traditional security devices such as firewalls, antivirus, IDS systems are especially vulnerable to these flood-type attacks, and if the attacks are large enough, also the pipe from the provider to the internet data center itself can be congested by the attack. In terms of the applications, all internet-based applications are vulnerable to these attacks. DDoS is definitely getting much worse with each passing year. So the frequency of attacks is steadily increasing. In the reports for the year 2003, DDoS was the only cyber attack to grow in terms of cost impact. It is now the second most common security breach, only after intrusion, therefore now matching intrusion as the greatest concern of security executives. And what really is driving this is, unlike some other security issues, DDoS is a top-line business issue, impacting top-line revenue, impacting customer retention. Again, in the online business world, whether enterprise or provider, there are low switching costs between different online providers, therefore high risk at losing customers if the systems are not available, so be it e-commerce, online retail, or any of the other online businesses mentioned. Additionally, the power of attacks that we're seeing now is completely unprecedented. They're not just simple SYN floods anymore. The recent MyDoom worm attack was a good example. So while that attack was targeted towards a couple of limited targets, the power that it harnessed was enough to take down hundreds of the largest websites concurrently. The additional impact is we're now seeing much more hybrid and dynamically morphing attacks. In fact, let me talk for a few minutes about the attack evolution. So in the past, DDoS attacks used non-essential protocols. So one example is they used diagnostic pings against web servers, or also known as ICMP packets, tens to hundreds of sources, basically just thousands of packets per second. These were launched by script kiddies, just seeking temporary moments of fame. Didn't really do much damage, and fairly easy to block with static filters. Those days are long past. So what we're really seeing now are much more sophisticated attacks. They essentially use the essential protocols. So they use valid GET requests against web servers, valid name lookups against DNS servers. So basically rendering simple protocol blocking or static firewall rules ineffective, because those would block both the good and also the malicious requests. The attackers are now also spoofing the sources, basically using fake source IP addresses, which make all passive detection systems ineffective at identifying and stopping the source of attacks. And of course, they're doing this with tens of thousands of zombies nowadays and hundreds of thousands of packets to both overwhelm all existing defenses and also make any manual efforts ineffective at stopping these attacks. The other thing that we're seeing is the attacks are much more targeted. They're economic driven. They tend to now last, instead of 15 minutes to an hour, we're seeing attacks that last for weeks, weeks at a time, basically until the target of the attacks go out of business. And in fact, we're seeing more alarming recent developments, as evidenced by the recent MyDoom launch attack, where the scale has gone to the next level on two different scaling dimensions in terms of the packet or bit rate, gigabit size attacks with millions of packs per second, and also, as important, attacks from hundreds of thousands to close to a million different attack zombies, and with a dire forecast that the next development will be the variation of MyDoom, but instead of targeting just a few sites, would potentially start targeting random sites and taking down many, many different online businesses. So given this evolution of the DDoS attacks, there are certain requirements for a defense against DDoS attacks that online businesses need to look for. So you need to be able to defend against all the different types of attacks, as the attackers are using all different tools available to them, usually also in combination and dynamically rotating between the different tools available, including even rotating the zombies that they have under control to have different sets of zombies attack each different hour, again to defeat any attempts to trace or block the attackers. But in terms of the major categories of attacks that need to be blocked, spoofed flood attacks need to be handled, but as well all the zombie-based, which are non-spoofed attacks, need to be handled, and those come in two different flavors, flood attacks and also connection attacks, which as opposed to floods, run at low rates, but for example leave half-open connections, so much harder to detect, but simply slowly use up the available resources on the servers, and again make them too busy or crash for and not be available for valid users. Obviously the other factors are, in addition to the wide range of attacks that need to be protected against, certainly high packet or bit rate attacks, and also attacks launched from massive numbers of compromised zombies. And all this needs to be done while also letting legitimate traffic through. So any solution that blocks the attack but also blocks the valid user basically just completes the hacker's job. So that becomes a very difficult additional requirement for the defense. The solution needs to not only detect the attack, which is actually far simpler to do, but also needs to be able to handle the mitigation, not only detect that the business is under attack, but actually identify all the different attack sources and packets, and actually block just the individual attack packets and sort through and let the good transactions and customers through to the business under attack. And really, to do this, most solutions would need to be automated. Again, it's very difficult to keep up with this these rate of attacks with any manual type systems. And for an automated system to be used, it also has to be accurate to avoid any false positives or any blocking of valid customers for the business. So basically, in summary, the DDoS is a huge threat to both online enterprises and providers. They need to start thinking about addressing securing availability against DDoS attacks as part of an overall security strategy. So in addition to perimeter defense of the private network and private data, also securing availability for the public side of the resources should also be a part of any online business planning in terms of protecting the online business, the revenue source, the applications. As I mentioned earlier, DDoS is a top-line business problem. It needs to be taken very seriously by both the security operations and also the business operations staff. The problem is definitely getting worse. As with any security problem, if the attack can be launched, it will be launched. It's just a matter of time. But on a closing note, the good news is that fortunately there are solutions that are now available to start combating these malicious attacks against online businesses throughout the world.
This was a HelpNet Security Learning Session. Visit us at www.net-security.org.